everybody. And the month of March, if you didn't know, is Brain Injury Awareness Month, or TBI Month. I honestly didn't know, and I live with a brain injury. I thought because of that, I should go over just some facts and put it in our minds, or our brains, so to say. Some things about TBI, you know, they affect millions of people. The CDC says that there's three actual categories. There's mild TBIs or concussions, moderate TBIs, and severe TBIs. Think about the last time you hit your head. Were you unconscious? Did you feel lightheaded or hear your bell rung? It's another term. These are all things that could happen with brain injuries. CDC says that there's TBIs is a major cause of death and disability. They say that it affects people of all ages, and through some researches, they gave a group of individuals that are more affected or more likely to be affected by TBI. Some of these it makes you kind of think about stuff. Racial and ethnic minorities was the first one they put on there. So that group, it's saying, has a higher likelihood of TBI. Service members and veterans was another group. I think that that's well established now when we think about explosions and IEDs and all the things that our service members are having to deal with. And if you are a service member listening, thank you so much for your service. Next one was people who are experiencing homelessness. Now I see this firsthand, and there is a violence, you know, a large amount of violence in the homeless population. And they're constantly being re-victimized because a lot of them do not trust law enforcement, so they don't actually report it. So you see a lot of that in the hospital settings. And then, you know, they don't really get into those long-term services. And it's really horrible for someone experiencing homelessness. The next one they have on here is people who are in correctional or detention facilities. I've seen this multiple times come up. And, were the brain injuries causing aggression that created a lot of these things that people are getting in there? Or were the brain injuries byproducts of substance use? You know, we don't really know on that one. At least I don't know. I'm sure there's tons of research that someone's saying they know. Survivors of intimate partner violence, you know, domestic violence is a big thing that happens that affects a lot of people. And one of the outcomes are brain injuries, you know, and this is a violence that needs to be stopped. And if you guys know somebody, say something, you know, make sure you guys are reporting that stuff. The last one was people living in rural areas. I thought that was interesting, and they gave a reference, and I should have actually read it because I am not sure what or how they found that or what the link was. But I guess people in rural areas, they're probably doing more hard labor, which gives you more of a fall risk or injury risk on that. They also said people most commonly get TBIs from a fall or firearm-related injury, motor vehicle crash, or an assault. Falls lead to nearly half of the TBI-related hospitalization. And I could see that. I think people, especially as we age or just do sports and other things, we're more likely to fall. And if that's what's causing it, that's what's causing it. Firearm-related suicide is the most common cause of a TBI-related death in the United States. You know, we talk about this a lot, and a lot of the lectures on this, you know, channel go over suicide, but suicide is deadly. And I think people overthink that and kind of push it to the side if someone is suicidal. But if you have a loved one or a friend that's thinking of suicide and they have access to a gun, it's a very impulsive thing. Call it in, get them help. Take that gun, you know, give them some time to work on themselves for that. Motor vehicle crashes and assaults are the other common ways. I definitely see a lot of TBIs from motor vehicles. And I talked to a lot of people, and that's where they got theirs. That's where I got mine. People as pedestrians being hit, people involved in major crashes and assaults. This is another one where a lot of people probably in the corrections facilities have gotten into fights in the past. So they are likely to have brain injuries. You know, TBIs can be short-term or long-term health problems. So if you have recently had a TBI, or you're doing something that makes it more likely that you could have a TBI, don't think it's the end of the world. People do recover and you do move on from it. You might have some side effects or issues, you know, that you have to learn to live with, but everyone can improve and everyone can grow. If you're a child, it can disrupt your development. That's a hard one for that. So some children that have bad brain injuries, maybe you do see some developmental delays and that kind of stuff. And a lot of times with adults, it can be missed. A lot of, adults, let's say older adults, when they fall and they get a hip injury, we really focus on that, and they don't focus on that car. I mean, not that car, that brain injury that might have happened on that fall. And a lot of people have been in car crashes and they don't really talk about their brain injury, or they didn't go to the hospital for it. They didn't know this stuff till after the fact. You know what I thought was interesting? And I'll ask you guys this question before I answer it. Think about, what do you think the most common age in men to get a brain injury? So brain injuries are most common in men and in this age group. It's 15 to 24. I can totally see that. As a man, we do stupid things. There's tons of videos out about with guys doing stupid things. So yes, in that age bracket, that teenage years to young adult, yeah, we're all out doing stupid things because we think we're invincible as men. And guess what? We get hurt. After a brain injury, survivors are at a higher risk, 3 to 8 times higher of having another brain injury. I remember talking to some other survivors of brain injuries, and a lot of times it's the impulsivity. Or if you got a brain injury because you fight a lot, well, it doesn't stop that behavior. Instead, it can kind of actually aggravate it or make you do more of that stuff. You just never know on these kind of things. On this article that I'm reading too, and it says an estimated 1.7 million people have a brain injury in every year. And I think this is just studies in the United States here. And approximately 5.3 million Americans are living with a TBI-related disability. So that's not just a brain injury, that's a full disability on that. Brain injuries can cause cognitive functions, functions in your sensations, that's like hearing, vision, everything like that, your smell, physical functions like your strength, your coordination, and emotional and behavioral functions. Your brain affects all of these parts of your body, And if you have a brain injury or you know someone that has a brain injury, and if it's something in the beginning, some of the things it says to help you recover, try to remove any kind of trip hazards such as rugs or blankets or clothing on the floor. Try to stay as healthy and active to reduce your risk of falls. The more active you are, the more fit you are, and the less likely you are to be off balance. Try your best to avoid substances, including alcohol. Alcohol can slow that injury recovery, and sometimes, people misuse alcohol to help us kind of get over the pain or the distractions in our life on that. Always try to wear a seatbelt when you're in, motor vehicle. And if you're doing any kind of sport or activity where helmets are an option, always wear a helmet. You know what? It's time to get over your vanity and say that you look like an egghead. Yeah, just wear your helmet. If you're playing contact sports, especially wear a helmet. If you're motorcycling, wear a helmet. Another thing they were saying is that people who exercise regularly will show fewer symptoms of depression, fatigue, and cognitive problems that have been associated with brain injuries. Definitely, if you have a brain injury, though, talk to your doctor first. Don't just start doing a bunch of exercises, especially if you have mobility problems. Talk to them and figure out how to best create an exercise plan for you. Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring up this little snippet before I forgot because it is Brain Injury Month. I hope that you guys don't have a brain injury, but if you do or you know someone, be supportive of them. Take care of yourselves, be safe out there, and treat everyone with dignity and respect.